Welcome to the Arts Roundup, a short, sharp look at the what, the why, and where of the Cape Town art scene. The focus is on exhibitions and events at museums and galleries in Cape Town and surrounds that you will find listed in the Art, Craft, and Museums map. These are events that I've enjoyed and trust that you will too. I have with me Sarah Haynes, who is the Chief Operating Officer of the Long March to Freedom. Now, let's start off by saying exactly where it is. It's at Century City, am I right?
That's right. Hello, Philip, and hello to the listeners. Thank you very much for having me here today.
What a pleasure. And we have you here significantly because next week is Mandela Day. So, tell us about what to anticipate if we were to come to the Long March to Freedom.
Well, we're hoping a lot of people are coming in. As you know, we've got a marvelous outdoor exhibition of 100 life-size bronzes representing iconic individuals over a 350-year period, obviously including Nelson Mandela. And we're hoping people will come and spend their 67 minutes with us on Mandela Day. We've put together a lovely new guided tour called Madiba's Long Walk to Freedom. And it takes people through our procession, but touching on the moments in Madiba's life and also touching on people that he would have known, leaders that went before him. It's a really, really wonderful tour. And on Mandela Day, we're running the guided tour for free every hour on the hour, all comers, from 10 o'clock in the morning until 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, I hope you're going to let me in as well. Another opportunity to come and see that procession. What's very special to me about the situation is that view of Table Mountain in the background. It must be the most iconic image of the city, and somewhere in between, although you can't quite see it perhaps, is Robben Island as well. So the choice of that particular setting and perhaps something about Dolly Tambo's move and getting it all together.
Yes, we're very lucky with the setting. We were very fortunate that our landlords, Century City and Rabi, supported us to get to Cape Town and gave us that particular spot. So it has to be one of the best views in the country. So you've got Nelson and Winnie Mandela, and you've got Desmond Tutu between them in the background, and behind them you've got Table Mountain. If the sun's shining, it is beautiful. The original concept came from Dolly Tambo, who, as you know, is the son of Oliver and Adelaide Tambo. And after 1994, after the first democratic elections, he tells the story of going to visit his father's grave and saying, "Dad, what can I do to honor you?" Because at the time, the whole world knew about Nelson Mandela, but nobody knew about the contributions of Oliver Tambo. And he talks about talking to his father and saying, "Can I build a statue of you?" And he says that later on that day, the answer came back and said, "Don't do it for me, do it for all of them." So that's really where the concept came from. And when I first met Dolly some 13 years ago, he had a piece of paper with a sketch. And he said, "Let's do this." And here we are, and it's been an amazing journey. Dolly's contribution has been huge. Sadly, he can't be here to do this interview today, but yeah, it's really worth a visit. And we hope to see so many Capetonians joining us for Mandela Day.
Now, you say you were there from inception. So when you started, I don't think all those numbers of statues are there. How many do you now have? It truly is a procession, and not only a long march, but a large march to freedom.
Yes, it is. So we have 100 bronzes. We actually, if you count the people, we actually have 98, but we count the animals as well. We've got a dog, a couple of horses, and a bull. So it really is monumental.
And normally one can go there every day of the week. It's open all the time?
Yes. We open Monday to Monday, every single day, and public holidays. We don't advertise Mondays because we like to give ourselves a little bit of downtime. And we're also running a massive sponsored schools program.
Well, that's fantastic. So if you go to a Long March to Freedom, it's certainly a very worthwhile visit. We've been speaking to Sarah Haynes, who's the Chief Operating Officer, who was there, as she says, from day one. So lots to see, lots to do, and particularly if you go there on Mandela Day, there are free tours every hour on the hour and an admission fee of 20 Rand only. To know what's happening on the art scene in and around Cape Town, pick up a copy of the Art, Craft and Museums map or go to mapmyway.co.za for the digital version and for daily postings about the vibrant art scene in Cape Town. Rated as number 3 in Time Out's World's Best Cities for Culture.